The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Tuesday the 14th of January. In your Squeeze today, the Queen's latest statement, the White Island death toll rises, an extraordinary hit to our koala population, and Oscars nominations. This is your Squeeze today. The royals are where it's at this morning, Claire. Prince Charles, Prince William, Harry and Meghan have met with the Queen to talk through the surprise announcement last week from Meghan and Harry that they intend to quit as senior royals. And there's a statement from the palace. What's gone down?
So the statement from the Queen that's just been released says that she is entirely supportive of Harry and Meghan's decision to create a new life as a young family, she says. And while they would prefer that they remained full-time working members of the royal family, they understand their wish to live a more independent life. That includes financially, and the Queen says because of all of that, there's still some things to work through to really make sure that they're able to send them off and live a life that really achieves what they want.
The full statement can be found via a link in the Squeeze Today email. There was another statement released, Claire, a statement from Prince William and Prince Harry.
Heading into the meeting, that statement came out denying a report that was in the Times late yesterday saying that William had bullied the Sussexes out. The brothers have called that story inflammatory and offensive.
So still lots of fallout from this for the Crown. As you say, the Queen's statement made clear that she wanted things sorted in the coming days, so I guess we can expect more very soon. The death toll from New Zealand's White Island eruption rose to 20 yesterday following the death of Melbourne man Paul Browett, Claire.
He and his daughters were on White Island when that eruption happened back on the 9th of December. Crystal died. She was 21. She died on the island. Stephanie, who's 23, was badly burned and she remains in hospital in Melbourne. Their mother, Marie, stayed back on the ship, the Ovations of the Sea, which was the cruise ship that sent people on a little excursion to White Island. She remains at the bedside of her daughter.
Just such a sad story. And a volcano 70-odd kilometres south of Manila in the Philippines, Claire, has caused tens of thousands to flee, with possibly more people to be evacuated.
There's real fears today that it will blow up in a big way. So it's impacting not just that area but also the capital quite extensively. There's no reports of casualties or major damage so far, but as that situation escalates, it might get worse.
Back here in Australia, and this one requires a bit of background, Wilson Gavin was a student activist with a high profile in pushing conservative views. On the weekend, he was filmed leading a group of students protesting against a reading event for children led by a drag queen. That confrontation, Claire, was then posted online.
It was posted online and then had quite a bit of commentary from the Twitter sphere and from other places, including quite vitriolic backlash against Wilson Gavin. He was president of the Liberal National Club from that University of Queensland. The Liberal National Party in Queensland had disaffiliated that association back in December. But what has happened in the last 24 hours is that Wilson Gavin has committed suicide. His family have confirmed that. And there is plenty of sadness from all sides of the debate for that outcome.
And as the ramifications of the bushfires continue, yesterday our Environment Minister Susan Ley said that Australia's koala population had endured an extraordinary hit in the fires, so much so they may now be listed as endangered species in some areas, Claire.
Yeah, as we already knew, about 30% of the koala population has been wiped out. Estimates have already speculated about that sort of hit. But what the government is doing is already putting aside some money for the recovery of wildlife populations devastated in these fires, including the koala population.
Yeah, Josh Frydenberg yesterday said that the bushfires had caused an ecological disaster and announced an initial $50 million for that effort. Over to the US, and on the Iran tit-for-tat, US Defense Secretary Mike Esper appeared to contradict the president when it came to commenting on the reasons the US attacked and killed Iranian military leader Qassem Soleimani.
Since that drone strike, there has been real pressure on the White House and on Donald Trump to really nail down the bit of evidence that they had that led them to carry out that strike. They've been a little bit cagey on revealing that, but Donald Trump last week said that he believed that there were going to be strikes on four American embassies in that region. When asked about that directly yesterday, Mike Esper said that he hadn't seen that evidence, but he got the general gist of it and that there was an imminent attack, even though, again, we're still having problems really pointing to the exact piece of evidence.
And over in Iran, more protests, Claire.
Iranians have taken to the streets in quite big numbers, calling for heads to roll over the government's accidental shooting down of that Ukraine passenger jet. That was quite a turnaround, given they were on the streets just days before in support of the government over the killing of Soleimani.
And US officials have headed over to the UK, Claire. They're making a last-ditch attempt to have the UK ban Huawei from its 5G rollout, something Australia, New Zealand and the US have already done.
They have sent a delegation to the UK today to meet with their intelligence partners to really push them towards making sure that Huawei stays out of the 5G telco network there. The UK is yet to make a really big decision about how that 5G network will be constructed. But what it has been saying and what its head of MI5, its intelligence service, said yesterday is that they think that they can manage that issue and that the long-standing intelligence partnership with the US shouldn't be affected if it was to go ahead using Huawei technologies.
And we've dropped a Squiz shortcut on Huawei today. You can find that via your episode notes or search for Huawei in your preferred podcast app. If, like me, you need some help with spelling it, it's H-U-A-W-E-I, Huawei. Oscar nominations are out, Claire.
They are. The Joker is the one that is leading the way. That origin story of Batman's foe has received 11 nominations for Academy Awards. Its star Joaquin Phoenix is favourite for Best Actor. He took out the Golden Globe last week for that category, so looking pretty good for Joker. Renee Zellweger leads the pack for her turn in Judy for Best Actress, so let's keep an eye on that one too. Receiving 10 nominations each were the mobster flick Irishman, which is up on Netflix. Then you're looking at Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and 1917, the World War I pick.
Is that even out yet here?
1917, yes, it is. Yep.
It is. Gotcha.
Yep.
Lots of people telling me they want to go and see that.
Yeah, I'm really keen.
Yeah. What news item sparked the Squiz Today email subject line today, Claire?
I'm really liking Billie Eilish's new song, Everything I Wanted. And it's really about having big dreams and wanting to get everything. And then when you get them, it's a bit of a nightmare. And I kind of think of Megan when I listen to it these days.
Ooh, bit of a soundtrack.
Yeah, I got everything I wanted. She did. But of course, it's not quite worked out the way it seems that maybe they had wanted it to.
Oh, you went deep today.
I know, I'm feeling it today.
That's all from us. Don't forget to check out our latest episode of Squiz Shortcuts, as I said, that on Huawei. The link is in your episode notes, and we will chat to you tomorrow. The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.
A message now from our podcast partner, BHP. The steel made from iron ore plays an important role in providing the production of our energy infrastructure, from wind turbines to power poles. So cutting carbon emissions in iron ore production is key. It's why BHP has committed to a solar and battery agreement to help power its port facilities at Port Hedland. It's happening now at BHP.